first of all, Dante not practicing today. Can you just tell us about
that? Yeah, I'm not sure what the specifics that have been released on his knee. It was a tendonitis. So it's just been, it's oftentimes, you know, I guess it's in keeping with the long-term recovery process. So so he's out today. I'm not sure what situation will be tomorrow. So we traded Rodney for Dante today. So we were actually able to practice a little bit.
When you do have a relatively full crew out there, do you notice the depth that you have when they're playing, when you're going through sets and have 10 or 11 guys, you know, out there?
We haven't had that. So, I felt like, it was preseason when we had, you know, a larger roster. But I think eventually we're gonna feel that. You know, it's something we've talked about. I mean, in some ways, it's a different process maybe than we anticipated as far as how to utilize a bench. But it's organic all the same, so that it hasn't been predictable. The only difference is a lot of time it hasn't been predictable who's going to play more and who can't play, as opposed to in a given situation who plays less because someone's playing well or someone's not playing as well. So there's different dynamics and different reasons and causes behind, you know, who's getting playing time, but it's still, the net result is that it's different. He's probably the one guy that has been able to do everything. Yeah. Complimenting. As far as, you know, he's had games where he's been out. He's had games where we've rested him, precautionary. He's had games where he's started and not played, you know, played the first 6 minutes of the third quarter and then not played the rest of the game. He's had games like Minnesota where he finished the game. You know, so his situation, he's played at the five, he's played at the four. So for Boris, and then the other guy that's really experienced a lot of that, both of them is the two Joes, our bookend forwards, and Joe Ingles in particular. But Joe Johnson has to come in and start for Gordon Hayward and gets 30 or something, you know, on that game. And, you know, the other night, I don't think he played great for the last couple games. And, you know, last night he came in, whenever it was, you know, gave us big baskets at the four, and, you know, he hasn't had to play with Gordon, and that started to happen. So I'm noticing those things. I'm not necessarily noticing a lot of bodies on practice, but usually most of their bodies are in the weight room getting treatment. So if I look through there, I can see it. You know, just try to get four guys to come out and finish the game for us.
Are you starting to figure out which combinations of players work together at all?
No, I can't. I mean, I haven't.
You haven't seen the alternatives.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, you know, within reason, right? You know, you know some things generally. More than anything, you've seen some guys, you know, particularly Rudy and Gordon, really establish themselves. I think George did that absolutely as well. He just hasn't played in a while. So that's helped me. But as far as, you know, I think we've seen us go small. I mean, we went small last game, about 10 minutes in the third, right? 9 minutes or something, I think. We subbed and went small. So that hasn't been something we've been able to do. And really, we haven't been able to do it that much this year because of the wing depth. But we did it last game, and I thought it was good.
You talked about the need to contain on perimeter and deal with quick guards. Obviously, Westbrook coming in. How do you feel your setup at the moment?
Yeah, that's like he's like superhero quick. I mean, I don't know how you just do your best, and can't hang it on one guy. And understand that, you know, he's going to get in the paint. And just more difficult you can make it, and the fewer times you allow it, the better. But some of it's out of your hands. You know, it's kind of sometimes it's a make or miss league, and if he's got it going, it just gets really, really difficult. But that's not to say, and that's why we play, right? So we'll compete the best we can.
Do you think you did a better job against Sacramento than maybe the previous game?
Yeah, they were. It wasn't, you know, the lineups were a little different.
Yeah.
You know, Lou Williams is pretty unique getting in there, and as is Dragic. Those are the games that kind of it's been more challenging for us. Darren Collison got aggressive as the game went on, but they were a little different because Gay was a bigger three, you know. They're playing him and Caspi together, but so Matt Lemore isn't as much of a break you down guy, so a little bit different. But I did think, that said, we did a better job in picking our defense. We'll be tested, you know, like crazy with that tomorrow. So hopefully, sometimes you need that level to figure out where you have to get better. So I'm sure we'll get some of that.